Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Welcome, Sam.
Hi, guys. What's up?
Hi, Sam.
Well, we're pretty good.
Hi, Sam, with no coffee.
And no coffee. Has had three coffees.
I've had three coffees and I feel great.
I'm leeching the energy off of you.
Yeah. And I'm also breathing the coffee onto you.
This room smells.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Oh, God. I've had a healthy one cup.
Wow, that's crazy. You're a producer for a breakfast show.
Yeah.
Shut up, Zoe.
Good on you.
Hey,
what are we chatting about today?
You tell us. I know, because you told me before. We're talking about Starstruck.
Yeah, so Starstruck is Rose Mattafio's new rom-com drama for BBC Three, which has just aired on TVNZ On Demand. And everyone in the studio right now loves this show.
Yes.
We all binged it.
Binged it in one sitting.
Binged it in one sitting as well. Yeah. I was like, no.
It's like the length of a movie, really.
Wow. This is what I wanted to talk about. This is one of the things I wanted to talk about.
Too short.
No. I liked the length, and I liked how it played with the time and using the half hour, typical BBC time frame. But could it have just been a movie?
But they're going to do a season two, aren't they?
Are they?
I think so.
Oh my God, you know more than I do.
Well, I am.
They should be doing a season two.
Well, I was just wondering, because with rom-coms, the whole premise is the will they, won't they?
Mm-hmm.
Have they answered the will they?
I don't know.
Well, it could all turn to fudge, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. Shush, guys.
No spoilers.
Anyway,
today, guys.
Tell us about it. Tell us about the show for people who may not have seen it.
So Kiwi comedian Rose Mattafio, she has written and produced this, I believe. She's fully behind it. It's like her project, her baby.
And Alice Needham,
yeah. Who also is a guest star on the show, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. And she basically is this kind of messed up late 20s something who's just like going through life in London and trying to figure it all out and doesn't really have her life together. But like, you know, has a good life, has fun, has friends, has everything going on. And she has a one night stand on New Year's Eve with famous actor. I can't remember what the character's name is, but he's played by Nikesh Patel.
Thomas?
Wait, I'm looking at the IMDb. Tom Kapoor.
Yes.
And he's a famous actor, and they have a one night stand.
And total babe.
And he's babe.
Yeah.
He's such a babe. And they have a one night stand, and then they have this will they, won't they rom com drama. And this show is really fun. I've seen all the reviews saying it's really sweet, and I entirely agree. It's a sweet, sweet show. But I also think the Kiwi comedy that shines through, even though it's a British production, is really like quite heartwarming to be a Kiwi watching
it. Yeah, especially for all the expats that are probably stuck there.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Not stuck.
But you know, New Zealanders who move overseas and they miss home.
Definitely.
One of my favourite parts, which is not going to give it away, is when she goes, "Oi, hey, oi, are you this guy? Oi."
I really like when he's like, "I need to practice my Australian accent, so can you sit with me?" And she's doing a pretty horrendous Australian accent.
Yeah.
And he's like nailing it. I'm like, okay, sweet.
What New do Zealanders you mean, are just like? Nasal. I don't even get it.
Honestly, I don't think you know.
As someone who lived in Australia for 10 years, that was terrible.
No, Australians sound like they're birds.
Anyway,
right?
Moving on. What were your takeaways from this show?
Well, one of the things I really like about this show, and you can see Rose's hand in it, is the subversive nuance within it. So like having two POC as the main lead love interest and Rose herself like making fun of the fact that she's could be considered a bigger girl, and like she's cast someone who's like shorter than her, and that's not a traditional trope you'd see within a traditional rom-com, but then it's like, well, that happens all the time, like girls are taller than boys sometimes, that's a thing.
It happens.
And I just like how it's really subtle within that, like it doesn't need to be like, oh my God, we're a show like this. And there is a place for shows like that. Like, I love shows like that. But I think it's really true to, like, how Rose talks about herself. And
it's
like
a very
comedy
subtle
and stuff.
Show.
Yeah. And then, like, over in its very sweet rom-com way.
Yeah, and it's also like, being hilarious. And
she carries the show so well.
I also find that it's, like, a leading on from, like, shows like Master of None, where, like, Aziz Ansari's, you know, comedian and talking about all the issues, but, like, not having to yell about them.
Yeah, and like doing it in a way that's authentic to you, like, because you don't have to like scream from the rooftops, and some people want to, and that's entirely valid as well, but I don't think Rose ever being like a scream from the rooftop, I'm a Kiwi in England kind of person. Like when I see her on British chat shows, because I watch like 8 out of 10 Cats does Countdown and you know all those, I'm like,
Would I Lie to You?
Is that one? Would I Lie to You? And also she was on Taskmaster and she was like
saying, "Represent."
I sit in my bed watching YouTube clips. I go, represent! And my flatmates go, what are you doing? And I go, nothing. And I've always been a big fan of Rose. Like, I've listened to the Boners of the Heart podcast back in the day. So I'm like a big, big fan of all her work. And it's so great to see her succeeding overseas.
Yeah, one of my favorite shows was her funeral show at Basement.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm. It was a beautiful ceremony.
So, Starstruck, if people want to go watch it, how can they do it?
TVNZ On Demand, and it's definitely one to check out. Like, she carries the show amazingly. It's all her brainchild. Support her, but also, like, it's a great show to watch anyway.
Yeah, do it all in one. Or do it all in one and then again and again.
Yeah.
And
again. Rachel binged it twice.
Rachel binges it twice.
I could totally watch that again.
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah. I could definitely, like, be, like, sitting down with somebody, like, so we're going to watch this show. Yeah. You've got 3 hours.
I feel like we're going to all know how to, like, act out the show. Absolutely. Maybe that could be next week.
Oh, well, we do like a live retelling.
Hey, oi, are you Tom Kapoor?
I think we'd be taken off air for plagiarism. Anywho, Starstruck, TVNZ On Demand.
Yep.
Thank you so much,
Check
Sam.
Check it out, guys.
Thanks, Sam. Have a nice coffee.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.